This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
There were once upon a time a king and a queen who lived happily together and had 12 children. But they were all boys. Then said the king to his wife, "If the 13th child which you are about to bring into the world is a girl, the 12 boys shall die. In order that her possessions may be great and that the kingdom may fall to her alone, he even caused 12 coffins to be made, which were already filled with shavings, and in each lay a little death pillow. And he had them taken into a locked-up room, and then he gave the queen the key of it, and bade her not to speak of this to anyone. The mother, however, now sat and lamented all day long, until the youngest son, who was always with her, and whom she had named Benjamin from the Bible, said to her, "Dear mother, why are you so sad?" "Dearest children," she answered, "I may not tell you," but he let her have no rest until she went and unlocked the room and showed him the 12 coffins ready, filled with shavings. Then she said, "My dearest Benjamin, your father has had these coffins made for you and your 11 brothers. For if I bring a little girl into the world, you are all to be killed and burned in them." And as she wept while she was saying this, the son comforted her and said, "Weep not, dear mother. We will save ourselves and go hence." But she said, "Go forth into the forest with your 11 brothers, and let one sit constantly on the highest tree which can be found, and keep watch, looking towards the tower here in the castle. If I give birth to a little son, I will put up a white flag, and then you may venture to come back. But if I bear a daughter, I will hoist a red flag, and then fly hence as quickly as you are able. And may the good God protect you." And every night I will rise up and pray for you in the winter, that you may be able to be warm yourself at a fire, and in the summer that you may not faint away at the heat. After she had blessed her sons, therefore, they went forth into the forest. They each kept watch in turn, and sat on the highest oak, and looked towards the tower. When 11 days had passed, and the turn came to Benjamin, he saw the flag was being raised. It was, however, not white, but the blood-red flag which announced that they were all to die. When the brothers heard that, they were very angry and said, "Are we all to suffer a death for the sake of a girl? We swear that we will avenge ourselves, how wherever so we find a girl, her red blood shall flow." Thereupon they went deeper into the forest, and in the midst of it, where it was the darkest, they found a little bewitched hut, which was standing empty. Then they said, "Here we will dwell, and you, Benjamin, who is the youngest and weakest, you shall stay at home and keep house while we, the others, go out and fetch food." Then they went into the forest and shot hares, wild deer, birds, and pigeons, and whatsoever there was to eat. This they took to Benjamin, who had to dress it for them in order that they might please their hunger. They lived together 10 years in a little hut, and the time did not appear long to them. The little daughter, which their mother, the queen, had given birth to, was now grown up. She was good of heart and fair of face, and had a golden star on her forehead. Once on the great washing, she saw 12 men shirt along the things, and asked her mother, "To whom do those 12 shirts belong? For they are far too small for father." Then the queen answered with a heavy heart, "Dear child, these belong to your 12 brothers." Said the maiden, "Why, where are my 12 brothers? I have never yet heard from them." She replied, "God knows where they are. They are wandering around in the world." Then she took the maiden and opened the chamber for her, and showed her the 12 coffins with the shavings and death pillows. "These coffins," said she, "were destined for your brothers, who went away secretly before you were born." And she related to her how everything had happened. Then said the maiden, "Dear mother, weep not, I will go seek my brothers." So she took the 12 shirts and went forth, and straight into the great forest. She walked a whole day, and into the evening she came to a bewitched hut. Then she entered it and found a young boy who asked, "From whence do you come, and whither you bound?" As was astonished that she was so beautiful and wore royal garments and had a star on her forehead. And she answered, "I am the king's daughter, and I am seeking my 12 brothers, and I will walk as far as the sky is blue until I find them." And she showed him the 12 shirts which belonged to them. Then Benjamin saw that was his sister, and said, "I am Benjamin, your youngest brother." And she began to weep for joy, and Benjamin wept as well. And they kissed and embraced each other with their greatest love. But after this he said, "Dear sister, there is still one difficulty. We have agreed that every maiden whom we meet shall die, because we have been obliged to leave our kingdom on account of a girl." "Then," said she, "I will willingly die, if by so doing I can save my 12 brothers." "No," answered he, "you shall not die. Seat yourself beneath this tub until our 11 brothers come, and then I will soon come to an agreement with them." She did so, and when it was night, the others came for hunting, and their dinner was ready. And as they were sitting at the table and eating, they asked, "What news is here?" Said Benjamin, "Don't you know anything?" "No," they answered. He continued, "You have to be in the forest, and I have to stay at home, and yet I know more than you do. Tell us, then," they cried. He answered, "But promised me that the first maiden who meets you, you shall not kill." "Yes," they all cried, "she shall have mercy. Only do tell us." Then she said, "Our sister is here." And he lifted up the royal tub, and the king's daughter came forth in her royal garments with the golden star on her forehead, and she was beautiful, delicate, and fair. Then they were all rejoiced, and fell on their neck, and kissed and loved her with all their hearts. Now she stayed at home with Benjamin and helped him with the work. The 11 went into the forest and caught game and deer and birds and wood pigeons, that they might have food. And the little sister and Benjamin took care to make it ready for them. So sought for the woods for cooking, and herbs for vegetables, and put the pans on the fire so that the dinner was always ready when the 11 came home. She likewise kept order in the little house and put beautifully white clean coverings on the little beds, and the brothers were always contented and lived in great harmony with her. Once upon a time, the two at home had prepared a wonderful feast, and when they were All together, they sat down and ate and drank and were full of gladness. There was, however, a little garden belonging to the bewitched house, wherein stood 12 lily flowers, which are likewise called student lilies. She wished to give her brothers pleasure, and plucked the 12 flowers, and thought she would present each brother with one at the dinner. But at the same self moment that she plucked the flowers, the 12 brothers were changed into 12 ravens, and flew away over the forest, and the house and garden vanished likewise. And now the poor maiden was alone in the wild forest. And when she looked around, an old woman was standing near her, who said, "My child, what have you done? Why did you not leave the 12 white flowers growing? They were your brothers, who are now forever no more, changed into ravens." The maiden said, weeping, "Is there no way of saving them?" "No," said the woman. "There is but one in the whole world, and that is so hard that you will have to save them by it. For you must be dumb for 7 years, and you must not speak or laugh. And if you speak one single word, and only an hour of the 7 years is wanting, all is in vain, and your brothers will be killed by the one word." Then said the maiden in her heart, "I know with certainty that I shall set my brothers free," and went and sought a high tree, and seated herself in it and spun, and neither spoke nor laughed. Now it so happened that the king was hunting in the forest, who had a great greyhound, which ran into the tree on which the maiden was sitting, and sprang around it, whining and barking at her. Then the king came by and saw the beautiful king's daughter with the golden star on her brow, and was so charmed with her beauty that he called to ask her if she would like to be his wife. She made no answer, but nodded a little with her head. So he climbed up the tree himself, carried her down, placed her on his horse, and bore her home. Then the wedding was solemnized with great magnificence and rejoicing. But the bride neither spoke nor smiled. When they had lived happily together for a few years, the king's mother, who was a wicked woman, began to slander the young queen, and said to the king, "This is a common beggar woman whom you have brought back with you. Who knows what wicked tricks she practices secretly, even if she be dumb and not able to speak. She still might laugh for once, but those who do not laugh have bad consistencies." At first the king would not believe it, but the old woman urged this so long, and accused her of so many evil things, that at last the king let himself be persuaded and sentenced her to death. And now a great fire was lighted in the courtyard in which she was to be burnt. And the king stood above at the window and looked on her on with tearful eyes, because he still loved her so much. And when she was bound fast to the stake and in the fire was licking at her clothes with its red tongue, the last instance of the 7 years expired. Then a whirling sound was heard in the air, and 12 ravens came flying toward the palace and sank downwards. And when they touched the earth, they were her 12 brothers, whom she had saved. They tore the fire asunder, extinguishing the flames, setting their dear sister free, and kissed and embraced her. And now, as she dared to open her mouth and speak, she told the king why she had been dumb and had never left. The king rejoiced when he heard that she was innocent, and they all lived in a great unity until their death. The wicked stepmother was taken before the judge and put into a barrel filled with boiling oil and venomous snakes, and died an evil death. The end.